Fab Lab Podcast, episode 61. High five. Welcome to the Fab Lab, the stone industry's only podcast dedicated exclusively to the business side of your stone shop, where we focus on improving operations inside the business so we can experience more life outside of it. So let's get down to business. Welcome back to the Fab Lab Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Crowley, and I am really excited, really wore out, really stressed for time, but really committed to getting this podcast episode in this week. We commit to one every week, ladies and gentlemen. So I don't know how this is going to affect the rest of the day, but we're going to do a podcast. It's Friday. We should have posted this yesterday, meaning we should have recorded it on Monday. It's been that kind of week. And that's what we're going to talk about today, the week and the week before, and how we survived it. So Wes, welcome back to the Fab Lab Podcast.
Oh, great to be here.
Yeah, it's gonna be an interesting, little different format today. I want to let everybody know. Oh, well, by the way, everybody, so glad to be tuning in with you to share what we've got to share this week in the interest of just making information and experiences available that help make the business side of running a stone shop better. And so we're going to change up the format. I'm not going to do the traditional sponsorship moment. We're just going to blast right on through that. I want to get right into the meat of the potatoes of what has been going on here in the Fab Shop over the last 2 weeks. And then the important part of this is telling you how we survived, telling you how we made it, telling you how we got to this Friday. Man, I am rejoicing. I am so grateful. So let me just start there. We've had one of the most difficult weeks last week that I can ever remember. We do on average of 7 to 10 jobs a week. That gives you an idea of the volume that we're doing. And in a span of 6 days, we had to remake and replace 4 islands. I mean, it was like a domino effect, one thing after another. And I'm telling you, that brought me to the point by Monday of this week, I was so done. I mean, like, done. I don't ever want to see another countertop as long as I live. How did I wind up in this countertop business? So I'm just telling you, ladies and gentlemen, complete transparency. But there's going to be a point to this. It isn't just to sit here and whine and complain about the week that we had, because it ended on such a great note. And that's the point I want to make. And so I'm just going to back up. First job, waterfall panel on an island, do it in a condo for a contractor we do a lot of work for. And our installers missed the fact that the overhang was supposed to be 1 inch off the face frame of the cabinets. They put it at the standard, which is like 1 1/4. Contractor saw that. But the other thing that he saw was a bunch of scratches in the surface of the island that our installers absolutely swear were not there when they left. But this was a construction site. There were people doing lights, whatever. Of course, the contractor has nobody else to blame but us, and he expects us to replace it. So that's the first island. Second island, one of the craziest customers we have ever worked for in almost 21 years. We made a minor little oversight, laminated 3cm island, gigantic island, had a seam in it, huge, huge island. Well, the guys forgot to gauge the laminations on the CNC. And so there was a fat part of the slab on one side, and so by the time it was laminated and doubled up, it was 2.5 inches. The piece to the right next to it was 2 3/8, an eighth of an inch difference. And that eighth of an inch difference grew in about 3 feet. So the solution was really simple. Bring the piece back, throw it up on the CNC, gauge it, mill it down. It would all have been the same, same as all the rest of the countertops on the rest of the kitchen. Customer's having none of that. He's so incensed, and I think it was actually his wife who was the crazy one. He just was the poor sucker that
had messenger.
To be the messenger. I proposed to him, we'll just bring it back, we'll mill it down, we'll bring it back out. It's what we should have done with to begin with. Had we done it to begin with, you'd have never seen the problem, and we wouldn't even be having this conversation. He refused to even entertain that. He wanted a new slab. Demanded a new slab. I said, well, okay, whatever you want, whatever makes you happy, we'll get another slab, and it's completely unnecessary because we're going to gauge that slab down to the same thickness anyway. But anyway, so that's island number two. Island number three. We're on another job with a waterfall panel, but this one has 2 waterfall panels, one at each end. Guys are there. They're moving the cart around inside. They had all the other perimeter countertops in. They were getting ready to bring the island in. And the cart, they swung that around and it knocked one of the waterfall panels over in the trailer and it fell against the island and ruined it. Marred it. It was a Caesar stone slab, bruised it, marred it, absolutely not able to repair it. So that's island number 3. We had to buy a new slab And everybody knows quartz is getting a little more expensive these days. So, but we weren't done. We were not done. So the very next day after that, we installed the remake of that, we are actually on the job site installing the first island that I mentioned, the waterfall panel that got scratched on the job site. We're literally on our way to that job site to fix that, and we're on our way to another install with the largest island that we have ever installed. 74 and a quarter inches tall, 119 inches long.
It's a beast. I saw it.
A beast. Absolute. Unbelievable. Yeah, you could not. This. I mean, I can't even believe these words are coming out of my mouth, that this happened in 6 days. Six business days, all of this occurred. So I get a call from our installer. Yes. Hi, Aaron. Yes. Bad news. Like, it's not possible that the news could get any worse than it's already been. It's like, seriously, this is not possible to have any worse news than we've already had. That island came out of the rack, and anyway, long story short, that island was so big, our rack system, the way the guys tied it down, one of those flukes. Here's another aspect of this. They both lead installers thought that the other one had, you know, secured it down, that it was fine. And we're going to touch on that on the next episode of the Fab Lab podcast, expectations and two different people thinking that the other person did something in a critical task slipping through the crack. But anyway, here's this gigantic island laying across the trailer into the other countertops. Thank God those other countertops weren't damaged. That was a miracle. But we had to remake that island too. Full slab. Another slab of Caesar stone. Full slab. Jumbo. So, ladies and gentlemen, that was my week last week. That was Friday that big island, that was the final straw, last straw. Like, I don't know how are we going to, I don't even want to do the math on this. So anyway, that brings us to this week. And it brings me to the ultimate point that I want to make. And I want you to tune in. I want you to stick with me here because I'm going to make an offer at the end of the episode today that I want you, ladies and gentlemen of the Fab Lab podcast, I want you to seriously consider. So stick with me on this. So Monday, something else happened on Monday morning, although it didn't involve a broken slab or an island that we had to remake. It was something else. And so I had a meeting scheduled with a business coach of ours that we have. He's doing a bunch of consulting for us, advising us on a new advertising mechanism that we've been struggling with. And I was intending to go talk to him about that. That conversation actually turned into a 3-hour, I think you could call it, counseling session. I went into that meeting so pissed and really so out of my mind. I was not in a frame of mind to be rational, to have a conversation that was objective, that was calm, that was productive. I was in such a state of frustration, and I don't know that I would say distress per se, but I was not capable of making the best use of that. And I was in a, quite frankly, an irrational state of mind, considering radical and, quite frankly, ridiculous options of how I'm going to avoid, you know, these circumstances in the future. And so that's my first point. That conversation with our business coach, and he has counseling, he has training in counseling. So it was both. It was a coaching. He was challenging me. He was asking me questions. And over the course of 3 hours, I walked out of that meeting at the Village Inn restaurant, completely restored mentally, emotionally, probably physically too, ready to come back to work, he was able to help me see the truth. And that was what I couldn't see. Those circumstances had so overwhelmed me, it had obscured reality that is actually things are going pretty good. But that 1 week, this anomaly, this series of unfortunate events that occurred, which I've never in 21 years of business had a string of bad luck like that. It's completely unprecedented. So Tuesday, I'm ready to hit it again. I'm all in, ready to come back, keep chugging, keep pushing forward. And I had another event that occurred that was a personal event that just, again, I fell right back into that same mode of thinking of just being so frustrated, something really unfortunate that occurred. Not life-threatening. I mean, my kids are healthy, but mega disappointment. I mean, like on an epic scale, like a once every 10-year type of a thing, disappointment. And so Wednesday, same thing. I start Wednesday in a deranged state of mind. But I got work to do. I got a company to lead. We got decisions that have to be made. And I was, wow, I had drifted right back to where I had started that first meeting on Monday. But I had another meeting with a counselor on Wednesday afternoon. Just so happened, completely random, the way those lined up. I had that meeting pre-planned to meet with an individual that I've been meeting with, just working through some issues. Yes, I got problems. I got baggage. Getting through it. And I went into that meeting same way. I was to the point of just being ineffective. I could not effectively view circumstances in a rational, objective way. And after an hour and a half of intense counseling and coaching too, I walked out of that meeting again, completely recovered. And so then Thursday, yesterday, again, like I said, ladies and gentlemen of the Fab Lab podcast, we're literally, there's no script for this one. There's no outline. We didn't talk before we started this. It was just, if it didn't happen today, the week has been so insane. We tried multiple days this week, but we were, you know, we just couldn't make it happen, but we're going to make it happen. We're making it happen. So then yesterday, last night, I've joined a mastermind group with a incredibly well known, renowned podcast professional. He was known as the Podcast Answer Man. He had the single most popular, years ago, single most popular podcast and podcast coaching business available. And he's since then changed that. He's made a dramatic shift in his coaching. But I've joined what's called a mastermind group. And so with this gentleman, his name is Cliff Ravenscraft, and nine other business-related people that are building coaching businesses. And so last night, of all the weeks, the mastermind format works like this. Every week, one of the members is on what they call the hot seat, and you bring a challenge or an opportunity to the group, and you share that, and then you've got the benefit of having 8, 9, 10 different people in your industry, professionals, peers, but with different perspectives, who can then contribute. They can advise, they can ask questions. And I got to tell you, man, even though the nature of my hot seat last night in the mastermind group had nothing to do with the countertop shop, it was mentioned and it became the topic. And the coaching I got out of that meeting last night was, in fact, one bit of advice. It probably has the potential to completely, and I was challenged. The guy called BS on me. Hmm. I made a statement and he said, no, I'm not going to buy that. Let's explore that. And so this turns into like a coaching session, and he challenges the statement that I had made, which was really reflective of a belief that I have. And I think it was a reasonable belief, but as a result of being challenged on that belief and that statement that I made, they coached me through if I take the advice and it works out like I think it will work, it will probably pay for the cost of that mastermind 10 times over the course of the next year. Honestly, it was one of those diamonds in the rough that completely obscured it from my perspective. And as soon as I received this challenge, it was like, oh my gosh. So I'm going to act on that. I committed to the group by next Thursday that I will have acted on that advice, and I think it's going to be transformative. And so, ladies and gentlemen of the Fab Lab podcast, Wes, you're involved in this. You know what we're dealing with here, the reality of running a stone shop. It is so intense. The pressures are so great. The margins for a lot of companies are so thin. You know, the difference between profit and loss is a slab on a given month. Employee issues, critical staff taking time off or quitting. I mean, it's endless the challenges that a stone shop owner faces, and quite frankly, a stone shop supervisor faces as well. And so I'm just reflecting on that. And here I am doing this podcast, you know, and not attempting to be like the know-it-all authority, just attempting to share what we've learned in the interest that other folks in the industry will benefit from it. But nobody is immune to the crushing intensity of running a stone shop.
Well, I think the interesting thing is with all the stuff that's happened in the last 2 weeks, those instances haven't changed, but your perspective has. Yeah. Or your view of it has. And I remember hearing back in college, they said 90% is how you react. Mm. Only 10% is the situation.
Yeah.
But when you're in the situation and it's happening, it's you get distracted, you get overwhelmed,
yeah.
and you don't see things clearly. You might make a decision you wouldn't normally make.
Yep.
But to have someone talk you off the edge or give you perspective of like, hey, you know, maybe think of this, and the situation hasn't changed, but that little bit of insight or the other perspective,
yep.
it's like, oh wait, I can do this.
Yep.
I will be better after this.
Yeah, that's a great point. You're exactly right. The realities of those problems, and I think we just finished yesterday. We installed the last of those four islands remakes. Oh my gosh, I don't even want to see a P&L when August is done. It's gonna be hard. But just like you're saying, the perspective. So now that brings me to this point I want to make. On 4th of July, we live outside of a little logging town, and they do a 4th of July parade every year. And this year, they did a 5K run, in which our oldest daughter ran in. And so, of course, we were lined up in advance to see the 5K, you know, before the parade actually started. And they brought all the floats and whatnot and the cars and everything through. And something was so incredible. So we got our lawn chairs. Me and my five other kids and my wife are sitting there. We're watching, and you know, the 5K goes on, and it keeps going on. And you see this very clear distinction. The folks at the front of the 5K, the is that a, what do you call that? Is it a run? Is this a run?
Marathon run. They know what you're talking about.
It's a 5K run.
5K run.
The people at the, you know, that are the first ones through, they're mm-hmm. just trucking, man. They're the ones that are in the best shape, the most training, the most prepared, whatever. But as the 5K run goes on, you just see it. It's so in the middle, you got people that are just they're grinding. They haven't given up yet, but they're just grinding, and they're running as fast as they can, and it isn't very fast. And then you get to the end of the 5K. The people that are the very last people that are going to cross the finish line, and we weren't by the finish line, many of those people had given up running and they were walking at that point. So here's what's so cool. So there's this group of kids across the street, well after the midway point, but to the point where now you got people walking or trudging, you know, they're plodding, they're going to finish, but man, they're done. And these four or five kids stand up along the side of the road and they stick their hands out for high fives. And I am telling you, the number of people who were, if you could see the look on their face, I mean, they're done. They're just, everything they've got is just to walk this thing out. I saw person after person after person who, when they saw that group of kids offering high fives, their faces lit up, and somehow they found something within them. And they started running again. And they'd run, they'd veer out of the middle of the road over to the other side and slap, 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 slap. They got the high five. And, you know, I don't know how far we were from the finish line. And I don't know if they continued running until the end. But that encouragement was so profoundly effective.
Because they probably thought they were done. They were probably like, I'm going to finish, but I'm going to be walking.
Yeah.
But they had more in them.
They did.
They had more.
And that little bit of encouragement of those kids offering a high five, I couldn't tell you how many times I saw that. And other people that were running, you know, veered over there and shook. But the number of people that were walking, saw them, and then started running over there to give them the high fives and continued on, that just was such a powerful word picture to me. Such an encouragement to me. And that really is the essence of this episode. It's really the essence of the Fab Lab podcast. So ladies and gentlemen, fellow fabricators, Wes, I say this to you and me because we need to hear it.
Yes.
Don't stop. The situation is probably not nearly as insurmountable as it may appear. Now, you also might be in a situation where you're just absolutely killing it. Good for you. That is fantastic. Congratulations. But we're all at some point going to experience a series of unfortunate events that it's going to bring us to the point of the breaking point. Mm-hmm. Or the point where we don't even know how we're going to finish. Like, all I can do is put one foot in front of the other. How am I ever going to get to the finish line? That's where coaching, mentoring, and counseling comes in. It is so, ladies and gentlemen, we cannot do this alone. I heard this quote the other day. If you want to go fast, I can't attribute it to anybody. I just want you to know, it's not my quote. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go with others.
Well, that's great.
And so this week that just played out so profoundly in the meeting with my coach, the meeting with my counselor, and then my meeting with the mastermind group. I'm telling you, I don't know. I may not have even shown up for work today had I hadn't had that resource, had I hadn't had that group of people that I could rely on in those crushing circumstances to, in a sense, extend a high five and say, man, I'm going to help you see this isn't quite as bad as you think it is. And then I'm going to pat you on the back and I'm going to say, you can do this. Seriously, get going. And to come out of that transformed, ready to face the realities, like you said, that haven't changed. The circumstances have not changed, although I think we're largely through them, but it'll happen again. It will happen again. That's the nature of the business. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to make an offer. All of this is a lead up to an offer I want to make to you that I was encouraged to make in my mastermind group last night. I want to offer to the first 5 listeners of the Fab Lab podcast a free 90-minute coaching experience, one-on-one with me. Absolutely confidential, absolutely free of charge, with the single goal of helping you get through whatever situation that you're working through. I don't know everything by a long shot, but I've been 21 years in the business, survived the Great Recession. We appear to have survived the train wreck of 2018. And I am willing to set that time aside in the interest of anybody who doesn't have that resource, a business coach, of a counselor, of a mastermind group that they can rely on. I just want you to know it'd be completely confidential, and I want to just extend that invitation. The first 5 people, now if it's more than 5 people, well, great, we'll figure out how to make that work, but a free 90-minute coaching experience with me, Aaron Crowley, host of the Fab Lab podcast, so that I can, in a sense, turn around and extend the same blessing that I received this week to somebody else, because, man, it's so crucial. So for the first 5 people that would like to have a 90-minute coaching experience, just simply email me at aaron@fabricatorsfriend.com. Just send me an email. I'll get it. We'll respond. We'll set up a 90-minute call together. And like I said, I'll make that available to the first 5 people that email me. And again, the email is aaron@fabricatorsfriend.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Ladies and gentlemen, audience of the Fab Lab podcast, fellow fabricators, Wes, our goal here is to give you a high five and tell you can do it. But, you know, there are some instances where you absolutely have to have somebody walking with you.
Yes, yes.
And so, like I said at the beginning, we weren't going to do a sponsorship moment. So you know who our sponsors are. Support our sponsors. Follow, you know, the Fab Lab podcast. Go to iTunes, Google Play, write a review, rate the podcast if you do that. And just know that we're here for you. And we're here for you this week. We're going to be here next week. And so until then,
happy fabricating.